Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Joy. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Joy.
Chill chums. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Hey.
Tell us about yourself, Joy. First of all, where are you right now?
I'm in this, you might think it's a dungeon, but it's not. It is a hotel room. I am currently at a conference, the American Association of Zookeepers.
Wow. I hope you're a zookeeper or else I feel very sorry for you. Are you a zookeeper?
I am indeed. So my day to day, I work with Humboldt penguins, Caribbean flamingos, Aldabra tortoises, American alligators. One of my favorites that I help fill in for the snot otters or hellbenders.
Whoa.
And then fill in with manatees and some other aquatics.
Ugh.
So where is your zoo?
Central Ohio in Columbus.
Okay, in Columbus, Ohio. And this is a zoo that, do you have a lot of other animals or, and these are just the ones you specialize in?
Correct. So I'm in the Shores region, which is probably one of the more diverse regions to work in just because we have a lot of local conservation projects. But it is a catch-all. So it's like reptiles and some aquarium stuff. And yeah, birds. Throw those in.
Are there any animals that you wish that you were in charge of that you're not in charge of? Like, man, I wish I got to hang with that bear. Or do you know what I mean?
I would love to work with otters or tapirs. I think they'd be so cool.
Otter.
Wait, but you said you work with a
snot otter?
What's a snot it? Otter. That is an otter.
So, no. It's a loving phrase for a hellbender, which is our largest amphibian in in North America. So they can get to be close to about 2 feet when they're fully grown. And they live under rocks. They're good stream indicators for stream health.
Okay.
And they're slimy.
Okay.
Hence the snot otters.
Hellbender.
But it's like when you're talking to kids and the public, like they really latch on to snot otter, like, what? But they're actually, they're really cute.
So you'd like to more time with real otters and less time with snot otters. Is that what you're saying?
Well, can I be greedy? Can I have both?
Sure.
Sure. But why, when I suggested bear, you didn't take that? Do you have a bear at your zoo?
We do. We have several.
So what's your problem with the bear? Why wouldn't you want to spend more time with the bear?
They're amazing, but I'm also really short, and sometimes I like to work with things that I'm bigger than. So I don't think that's a problem.
Me too. I only hire people who are smaller than me, so I can lure it over them.
That's everyone.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I fire anyone who's over 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us, Joy. So you take care of these animals. How does one even get into zookeeping? How does that happen?
So, it is a very competitive field. So a lot of times when we're out there scrubbing poo, like, is a lot of our job. They will turn to their kid and be like, see, if you don't, you know, go to school, you'll end up like that. And it's actually, we get a lot of schooling. I got a master's degree in biological sciences. And yes, scrubbing poo is part of it.
But wait a minute. You're telling me that you're at the zoo taking care of the animals and sometimes you're picking up poo and you'll hear a parent say to their kid, yeah, if you don't study hard, you'll end up like that one.
Yeah,
have you actually heard someone
Who
say that?
Who are these dicks?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes,
terrible.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm sorry I said it. I was in a bad mood, and I was in Ohio, and I just was trying to check out the zoo, and I was with my kid, and he said, I don't have to go to college, and
You weren't even with your kid, you just said that to a random kid.
I said it to a random child. He started crying and said, who the fuck are you? So Joy, you take care of all these different animals. Tell me about tortoises, because I've never connected with tortoises. I like animals, but I don't connect with the tortoise. I just don't.
Oh my gosh.
On an emotional level. No. And maybe they're onto me. Maybe they know something. I don't, you know, they're picking up on a bad vibe. I've never connected with the tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most animals with a shell and I don't get along. I don't like a shrimp.
Uh-huh.
I don't like any kind of mollusk. If it's got a shell, I tell it to go to hell. That's my motto. So
quite a gimmick.
Yeah. The tortoise. Tell us about it.
Okay, so they're amazing. And granted, yes, you can have some that are like, nah, I don't want anything to do with you. But we, and personally in my care, We'll take care of our Aldabra tortoises that are 76 and 56 years old. And Bubba is the oldest animal at the zoo. He weighs about 567 pounds.
Whoa.
And Sonny's about 100 pounds lighter than he is.
You have a 76-year-old tortoise?
Mm-hmm.
Does it talk a lot about how...
Now, Eisenhower, Eisenhower was a president. He was a commander-in-chief, but also... He had led troops in the field, unlike our current presidents.
Take it easy, tortoise. Can you sense the wisdom of an animal that's been around for 76 years?
Well, I don't know that I would go straight to wisdom, but charismatic, absolutely, hands down. So even just walking in to their yard and you say their name, a lot of times when they're not napping, they'll perk up. And they'll start coming over and walking over to you. And they love scritches on their neck and their shells. And they stand up nice and tall. And they're a day brightener. Like, if you're having a bad day, go hang out with our Aldabra tortoises. Sunny oftentimes will come over too. And they just really just want, like, scritches. It's not helpful if you're trying to hose, because oftentimes they will get in the way of the hose so you can bathe them. They really like getting spritzed.
Doesn't
down.
It take them 40 minutes to come over to where you are? They're very slow,
you
aren't
have
they?
Such beef with tortoises.
Well, I'm sorry, but
know. It depends.
No,
it
they're
depends.
Slow.
If they are on a mission, they can move quickly.
Okay, so not in my experience.
They can move slowly, yeah. But a lot of times, if you have a good, you know, if they want to hang out with you, they're going to come over. So a lot of times if we have to bring them inside for the evening because it's Ohio and in the autumn and early spring, it gets too cold for them to be outside. We like to encourage them to come inside. That's where they get their dinner. And also, you know, they'll get an encouragement for coming in. So they'll see us back there, start trucking their way in. Sometimes they do a little lap, but yeah, they come over and...
All right, I'm going to be honest with you, Joy. I've never met a charismatic tortoise, ever.
I have to agree.
Ever.
You need
and
to spend more time with tortoises.
And can I say something? Your bar for charisma is super low. You were like, oh my God, these tortoises are so charismatic. Oh, really, Joy? Tell us. Well, you call their name and they lift their head, then slowly make their way to you. And if you scratch them, they tend to seem to be okay with it. Wow. That's a real JFK.
Well, but here I am talking to you.
Oh.
So...
So I have the equal amount of charisma as a tortoise.
Hey, how do tortoises mate?
Very carefully.
Well,
I don't know.
So the males oftentimes on the underside of their shell will have like a concave indent. So that
I have
when
that.
He mounts
yeah.
a female.
I have a concave indent. Caused me a lot
and,
of shame.
He'll mount the female and then they kind of will tuck their tail underneath where their cloaca is, and they'll mate. Oftentimes, the males will make noises. They grunt. You usually can hear several buildings over when the tortoises are mating because
really?
It's a very loud, yes, grunt.
Like what?
Oh,
well,
yeah, but
I mean,
smaller
okay.
ones.
That could be a tortoise or anyone I know. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I might be part tortoise. I'm concave down there, and I go, oh! Oh, come on. No, why? Don't give me body shame. I'm telling
I'm sorry.
You about a very... I'm opening up here.
Well,
you
then
should
you
be...
should be more into the tortoises.
Yeah, is this self-loathing?
Yeah, because you see yourself in them.
And maybe my shell is my sarcastic exterior.
Yeah.
Oh, we went deep.
Yeah. No, I just said some stuff, and then we moved on. Okay, well, and you also take care of penguins?
Yep.
Describe these penguins. Are they the penguins that we see in cartoons, just that run around in bow ties and stuff? Is it is it those penguins?
So they are a warm climate species of penguins that are in
God,
South
I'm so stupid. I can't believe you're putting up with any of this, Joy. You have all this education and knowledge. I'm like, ha! And these are the ones that have the, you know, the bow ties. They wait tables in cartoons.
To be fair, we do have an Oswald Cobblepot to play into that.
Oh, wow. Which that's the
Batman.
Name of one? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, and he runs it like it's his colony, too. So he is
and what
kind of the villain.
Is that an emperor penguin?
No, so they are Humboldt, so they're South American or Peruvian penguins. They're medium sized. They're smaller than a king, and emperors are the largest.
What's the largest penguin? How big would it get?
Like they can probably stand about, well, oh, like species wise or
Yeah.
like our penguins. Sorry, I'm
No,
like,
just any penguin. I'm just curious, what's the biggest penguin in the
You
world?
want to know if you can take it?
Well,
Yeah.
let me hear the size first, and then I'll determine if I can fight it.
I don't work with emperors, but I do believe they're probably closer to 3.5, 4 feet. I would have to fact check that because I've never worked with them. But the
Oh,
ones I work with come up
like
to my
that.
knee, so they're
Right.
like, I don't know.
What's their personality? What's the personality of these penguins that you work with?
The level of sass is probably a mixture of cats and high school girls,
Oh.
I would say.
Oh, wow.
It's very
Okay.
sassy.
Sassy, and do they get into it with each other and sort of gossip about each
Sometimes.
other? Yeah.
Oh, they're always yelling at each other. Absolutely.
Hanging out at the mall.
Right.
So, yeah,
They try on makeup but never buy it.
if
Sorry.
they're.
They steal scrunchies.
Come
They steal a
on.
lot of things.
You guys don't know anything about teenage
I know all
girls.
about them. I know all about teenage girls.
Okay.
Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there, California. California, Sona. No
I
matter
love
where you go
California.
across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California
I'm
resident.
a lifer. I love this
This
place.
is a beautiful state, gorgeous, so many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. And flamingos, you work with flamingos.
Absolutely. So they are taller than I am, some of them. We have a flock that it has been my goal to name every single bird when I first started because they were just numbered.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of a cop out.
I did that with
So,
Matt and Sona when they were first worked
true.
here.
Yeah. I
Number
was,
8 and number 11.
yeah.
Don't ask me why.
It's not even in
What
order.
happened in between?
You don't want to know. Let's just say they didn't work out. And their families miss them. So you work with flamingos. Could you ever, can someone ride a flamingo, or flamingos aren't big enough? I'm thinking of like an ostrich.
Not so much. Yeah, no.
Could a tortoise ride a flamingo?
What are you asking?
In this case, size matters. So I would say teeny tiny, yes, but it would probably fall off because flamingos are flirting, walking everywhere, flapping wings, bathing. They're not one to stay still for too long.
Can I just say that you're a highly educated person who's worked very hard to take care of these animals? Is there some part of you that's insulted by the idiocy of my questions?
It's kind of like the spice of life, so I'm not insulted,
Good.
but
Well, I would be if I were you.
You should be.
well,
I'm
there are
telling.
a lot of children that come to her zoo probably,
That's
so she's
true.
used to
Yeah,
it.
I bet you even children don't go as low as, "Hey, that's the tortoise! Ride the flamingo!" Billy, you're stupid.
We keep a quote book at work for all the questions that we get, so
Well, I'm in there now.
many.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a question for me, Joy? I'm here to answer your questions and help you in any way I can.
So one I have for you, and the other I need the help of you and the chill chums. The first one is just kind of fun. If you were a penguin, because they often bring offerings to their mates or mates to be, like rocks or special rocks or something. What would you bring to woo your penguin mate to be?
Signed headshot.
Jesus, of you? Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah. I'd have signed headshot. That's what I did with my wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I said, hey, you seem like a pretty nice lady. Here. Hold on a second. And I keep them in the trunk of my car.
Oh, God.
And I got out an... Yeah. I got out a headshot, a Conan O'Brien headshot, and I wrote, all best wishes.
And she went for that? I used to have such respect for Liza.
I know. Whoa. She went
for they're headshots of you?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. No, they were Regis Philbin headshots that I kept in my trunk. I don't know. I would say, let's see, if I really were a penguin, I'm going to say I would bring some kind of something that she could eat, you know, because I know how important food is in the animal kingdom. Unlike humans, we don't need it. I would bring like, what do they eat? Do they eat nuts, berries? What do they eat?
Fish?
I'd bring a herring.
Yes.
I'd bring a herring, but maybe with a little nut inside it. I would bring...
What?
I wanted a little treat in there that she could choke on, and then I could save her, and then I'm the hero. If you fed a penguin a nut, would it choke?
It would drop it. It'd be like, absolutely not.
Okay.
They might play with it, but they probably wouldn't eat it.
Okay, so nuts are out. All right, I'd bring a herring. I'd bring a herring with a little bow on it. And oh, you know what I'd do? I'd put it in a Tiffany's box. So she'd think she was getting a proposal. And she'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And then she'd get her friends to be filming it, you know, on YouTube. And then she'd open it up, and then it would be a herring. And she'd be disappointed. But then it would start trending. She'd be like, oh, man, that guy's fucked, you know? He blew it. Only it's two penguin. Or penguin. What's the plural of penguin? Is it penguin? Penguin.
To you.
Could a penguin ride a tortoise on top of a flamingo?
Oh my God.
The tortoise and the penguin. My God.
These are
some
adages.
Like absurd fable from a drug
addict.
I know.
There once was a flamingo who was asked by a tortoise for a ride. Then a penguin came by and said, I can't eat a nut, but I'll play with it. Is this fable going anywhere, Aesop?
I don't know. I'm making it up as I go along.
Well, Joy, that's my answer. Herring
herring
in a Tiffany box. And Chill Chums, anything you need to add to this equation?
Well, did you say you had another question? Is that?
I did. So this one is kind of important because my coworkers and I are known for naming our chicks very elaborate names. For instance, our flamingos are named after It's Always Sunny and Arrested Development characters. And our penguins, we just kind of have free reign. So there's a Charmin McSnugglebum who was named after the toilet paper crisis of 2020. Professor Phineas Sprinklebottom, who I have on my arm.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Wow. Some great ink you got there.
He's gorgeous. And then, like, the Honorable Cheddar McFluff Esquire was named to make fun of us by our coworkers, but we thought it was great, so we kept it. So this is kind of where the bar is at with our characters that we have in our colony. So my question is, do you Chill Chums have some names that you would like to suggest for future chicks in our colony?
Oh.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
You guys can...
Well, come on, do that. Come on, you guys, this is you've just been passed the ball in a crucial game.
Okay.
Clock is ticking.
All right.
It's not that hard. Just start throwing out some names.
Sergeant, microphone, glass.
But make sure you say what you're currently looking at. Can we take it again?
Sergeant is my contribution.
Okay.
Microphone, glass.
Okay. But I'm wondering if you could just say what you're seeing in front of you when you do that.
Microphone.
Uh-huh.
Glass.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Sergeant Microphone Glass, Esquire. But
I thought you'd do a Armenian name and put an IAN at the end.
Oh.
Sergeant Microphonian. Where does he live? Glendale?
God,
oh, come
on.
That's not anything bad.
I know, it's not. I don't know why I think. Yeah, right. It's fine. So Sergeant Microphonian. Sergeant Microphone Glassian.
Yeah, Glassian.
That's
good. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll go little cold bird in a hot, sweaty world. Cluck, cluck, ping, ping. Wow, wow.
What an asshole.
You're telling me.
Can a tortoise ride a penguin?
That's great. I mean, those are good names. Are any of these usable so far?
It might be a little struggle, but you know.
Yeah.
We might be able to work it.
What about Ben? Just a simple name like, hey, Ben.
That's nice.
You know, because you guys are getting into, well, it's Mr. Fluffernut or Habbledo. And that's going to be.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, but
that's
those
a
are
good one.
No, Ben.
I like Ben.
Ben.
Hey, Ben, what's up? Oh, how's Ben doing? He got away. Oh, well, that's Ben. You know what I mean? It just makes things simple.
We do have a Bruce Banner, but.
Oh,
you know.
Why? Does that
Bruce.
Penguin turn into like a mean penguin?
So he was really spicy when he was younger, and if you didn't feed him his fish, and so his herring, a certain way, he would flipper slap you and get just really angry. So we kind of gave him a spicy name, especially too. He would carry around one of his toys and like rub it in the other penguins' faces and then like slap at it. So yeah, very spicy.
Why didn't you name him the Hulk instead of the mild-mannered version of the Hulk, Bruce?
It turned out, so when he got angry, we would say, Bruce, come here. And we would start preening around his face, and he would calm down and just start preening his back. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Nice. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, I always say. And that's another name you can use. Joy, I think we've learned a lot about you. You seem very intelligent, and it seems like you're taking very good care of these animals. You have a lot of empathy, and you seem like a very nice person.
Mm.
So I'm glad you're doing that. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Feel free to come meet the tortoises and see the connection that you can make with our boys.
I don't know. I don't like tortoises. We don't hit it off. You got to get out of that hotel room, Joy, because you've been in there for a while. And
do zookeepers party?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. What do you do?
We're like a fun group.
When there's a zookeeper convention, how does it get off the hook?
Yeah. How do zookeepers mate?
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna answer that one. But my husband who runs the poop truck is not gonna like any of those questions.
Okay. So
your husband runs the poop truck?
Oh yeah. I call him the poop smith, but yeah, he runs the compost truck.
So you saw him go by in a poop truck and you said, I gotta lock that down.
No, we met at the trash compactor of love. That's different.
Well anyway, yeah. So your husband drives the poop truck at the zoo. Mm-hmm. And is he with you on this convention?
No, because we spend a lot of time in conferences, like presentations and stuff like that. And then at night, we'll do usually dinner and go out karaoke or whatever.
Karaoke.
If not.
You guys going to do some drinking tonight, you think, at the zoo convention?
There has been throughout the week. I actually have to run home tonight to pack and then fly out for vacation tomorrow morning.
Where are you going?
Hawaii.
I'm excited. Might see some interesting wildlife out there. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Hawaiian monk seals. It's on the list. Ooh. And nenes.
Oh. So when you go on a vacation, you just make a list of the animals you hope you run into?
Yeah, partially. So if there's a zoo nearby, so we'll go to Honolulu Zoo. Yeah, absolutely.
When I go to New York, I have a little list, and it just says pigeon on it. I always check it off. Never a wasted trip. All right, Joy. It's been a lot of fun talking to you. And
Thanks so much, best of luck. Everyone.
You take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joy. Thanks, Joy.
You as well.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.